WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Eric Wolfgang Korngold was a composer who was successful in two usually incompatible fields, concert music and movie music. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of three new RCA compact disc reissues of music by Korngold.
The Viennese composer Eric Korngold was born in Czechoslovakia in 1897 and died 60 years later in Hollywood. In some circles, he's known mainly for his 1920 opera Die Tote Stadt, The Dead City, or at least one aria from it, Marietta's Song. The New York City Opera planned to revive it this year before its entire season was canceled after a dispute with the musicians' union. Some people might remember the famous Yasha Heifetz recording of Korngold's 1945 violin concerto. But in other circles, Korngold is the composer of scores for such immensely entertaining Warner Brothers films as The Seahawk, The Private Lives of Elizabeth and Essex, King's Row, or the two scores that won him Oscars, The Adventures of Robin Hood and Anthony Adverse. These were the lush musical canvases against which Errol Flynn, Betty Davis, John Garfield, Edward G. Robinson, even Ronald Reagan could emote. Except for Robin Hood, selections from all of these are on an album called The Classic Film Scores of Erich Wolfgang Korngold. Here's Charles Gerhardt conducting the exuberant suite from The Seahawk. This recording was made in the early 70s, but the new CD includes material the original LP didn't have room for. Victor has also reissued its 1975 recording of Korngold's Die Tote Stadt. This is a fascinating psychological romance about how the hero, Paul, recovers from the death of his beloved young wife, Marie. It's a cross between the grand opera religiosity of Meyerbeer and Vertigo, with dream sequences, passionate love scenes, and a holy procession. Paul finally re-enters the living world after nearly burying himself in the dead city of his grief. Erich Leinsdorf conducts the Munich Radio Orchestra. Soprano Carol Neblett sings the dual role of the cynical dancer Marietta and the dream vision of Marie. René Kollo is Paul. The cast also includes Hermann Pry and Benjamin Luxon. I wish the performance was a little peppier, more idiomatically Viennese. Still, for 2 hours, you can wallow in pure Korngold. For me, the big surprise is a third Korngold disc reissued by Victor. On it, the superb Chilingirian Quartet plays two Korngold string quartets, the first composed in 1923 and the third from 1945. Romantic, of course, and eclectic, they sound like Brahms and Dvorak, Debussy and Ravel, with an occasional nod toward modernism. They're more refined, but just as tuneful and almost as much fun as the movie scores. In fact, Korngold uses some of his own movie themes. The third movement of the third quartet, for instance, transforms a harmonica theme from the film of Jack London's The Sea Wolf into a poignant folk song. The remarkable thing about all these diverse Korngold pieces is how much they share the same sensibility. They may not be profound, but they're not hollow. They're inventive, beautifully crafted, and terrifically appealing works. The man knew what he was doing, and he did it with precision, skill, and great gusto.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed three new RCA reissues of music by Eric Korngold.